turn your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse 19 and 20. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Amen. Pray with me right now. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I want your will to continue in this house tonight, God. I pray, Lord God, you'll speak through your servant. God, you'll speak to every heart in this place. Lord, I pray that we'll leave here different than when we come in. And we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you tonight. I don't apologize. I'm apostolic. I don't apologize. I'm apostolic. Most of us have been blessed to live in a relatively free from persecution. We may have experienced some mocking once in a while, or ridicule, or ostracism, or because of our beliefs. But we don't have to fear punishment. We don't have to fear death. But that's not the case elsewhere in the world. There are Christians in other countries for whom today's passage is all too familiar. Acts 4 tells us that Peter and John faced great opposition for their faith. And after being thrown into jail for healing a sick man, they were warned not to speak or to teach in Jesus Christ's name again. But see, folks, they held firmly to their convictions. And they replied, Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? You see, we cannot stop telling about everything we've seen and heard. We live in a in-your-face society today, folks. It's not good enough to be what you want to be, but there is an unwarranted need to prove that you are defiant of all others. From Hollywood and music industry, homosexuality, rebellion are flaunted as the ultimate expression of independence and individuality. If you don't like it, deal with it. If you think it's wrong, then shut up and keep your opinion to yourself. Now, I want you to understand here tonight, folks, I am not a proponent of this in-your-face attitude, but I want you to understand, I do believe that we need to refuse to be intimidated. As believers, our goal is to become unshakable in our faith. The reason there is not more Christians sharing, testifying and winning souls is there is a lack of boldness. Amen. You see, boldness is the outcome of love. There's a saying that says God is the source of love. Christ is the proof of love. Service is the expression of love. But boldness is the outcome of love. Amen. You see, folks, the Holy Spirit shed the love of God abroad in our hearts. And there is no reason why we cannot shine for Jesus and do all that we can to win the lost to Christ. Peter and John did not flinch from their responsibility to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name. Even in the face of imprisonment and threats, amen, they preached the name no matter what. But when you read of this account, we may wonder how we could ever endure persecution. The truth is that in of ourselves, we cannot do it. But we are never alone, folks. Hear me tonight. I said we are never alone. When we stand for our convictions, God's Spirit is always present in us. God gives us a physical and a spiritual and a mental and a moral strength to stand firm when we are tested and tried. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 12. Verse 11 and 12 says, And when you are brought to trial in the synagogues and before rulers and authorities, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. You see, God wants His people to trust Him with the future. Do you trust Him tonight? I said, God wants His people to trust Him with your future. Amen. He doesn't want us to become panicky about what may lie ahead. But if He, amen, folks, if He ever calls us to suffer for Him, and in that moment, He'll provide the grace that we need in order to remain faithful to Him. Hallelujah. You see the lame man at the gate beautiful. Peter and them walked up to him. He was asking for help. And they said, such as I have. Amen. Peter began his life after Pentecost. You see, before Pentecost, amen, he was ashamed. He denied the Lord. But he began his life after Pentecost. He was apostolic without apology. Peter and John, folks, were arrested for preaching this gospel, amen, and teaching people about Jesus and the resurrection of the dead. You see, they were thrown into jail. But the word of God does not return void. Amen. About 5,000 men were saved as a result of their preaching that day. The next day, they were brought before the Sanhedrin to be questioned and to be reprimanded. Then there is in their presence, Peter answered the question, how did you heal this man? And the Bible says that Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and he began to preach in Acts chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. He said, be it known unto you and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him that this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which is set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Peter preached that message, and look what happened next. The men saw the boldness of Peter and they knew that they had been with Jesus. You want people to see that you are apostolic? I'm asking you tonight to ask God for a boldness, amen, to preach His word. Hallelujah. There is something powerful about being with Jesus. You see, it causes you to be like Him, even when you don't have to be. Amen? It causes you to be apostolic without apology. You don't have to tell anyone that you are sorry. You don't have to try and excuse your behavior. You see, you are simply a Holy Ghost-filled believer through, amen, through and through. Hallelujah. You see, the council tried to figure out how they could punish these men without causing the multitude of people to rise up against them. Someone had the bright idea of threatening them. So let's threaten them with their lives, so that from this day forward, they will not speak to anybody in that name. Now I want you to know, folks, that the devil hates it. I said the devil hates it when you speak to anyone in the name of Jesus. It still causes him to tremble and to flee with fear. But I want you to listen to Peter's reply in Acts 4, 19 and 20. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Hallelujah. And you look at it in the NLT translation, it says in Acts 4, 20, we cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. Why? Because you see, folks, once you have been changed by the power of Jesus' name, no other power, no other influence, no other name can do the same. When you have felt the ultimate peace of God, man's attempt to frighten you will pale in comparison to an ability to deliver you. Amen. In Desert Storm, folks, one of America's greatest weapons was revealed. It was called the Patriot Missile. It was totally different from the Tomahawk missile and the howitzers that were used in offense strikes. It was and is a defensive weapon. When the Iraq Iraqi armies launched their Scud missiles, the Patriot battery would track it and fire and destroy that weapon before it could come into contact with its intended target. An awesome display of technology and power. Americans were proud of it. You see, the Patriot arrived at its name in the very unique way. The men and women that manufactured it were given the opportunity to name it. Patriot was chosen. It is an acronym for the following: Proud Americans Taking Responsibility in Our Time. Proud Americans Taking Responsibility in Our Time. Folks, I believe tonight that it is time for the Prince and the Power of the Air to feel the effects. Amen. Of COP Patriots in Cleveland. Some proud apostolics taking responsibility in our town. Amen. I think we ought to stand up as proud apostolics in Cleveland and say we are going to preach this gospel in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. If we have some proud apostolics taking responsibility in our town, Satan will do all he can to hinder the progression of the church. But I am persuaded tonight that Jesus meant it when he said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. Hallelujah. Come on, the enemy, we know he's going to attack, but there are some apostolics here that are going to take the responsibility of this city. We refuse tonight to be intimidated. We refuse to allow someone else to tell us what is permissible or not. Is there somebody here to help me tonight? We need to get apostolic without apology. I refuse to apologize for my belief in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want the devil and all of Cleveland to know, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. I refuse to be intimidated out of preaching Acts 2:38 message. Amen. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Tongues are not of the devil. Amen. They are a sign for the unbeliever. They are the initial evidence of infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen, folks. The Bible says that when it fell out on the day of Pentecost, it came out of heaven. So don't tell me it is of the devil. Paul said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Paul, folks, was apostolic without apology. Folks, get a hold of this apostolic attitude tonight. Amen. You are embattled by peer pressure. It is because your peers do not know where you really stand. If you're influenced by peer pressure, they need to know exactly where you stand. My first name is Castle. When I was in school, kids made fun of it. And I just got sick and tired of it one day, and I looked at this one kid. He was calling me Castle. I said, what is your problem? I said, it's my name. What do you want me to do about it? Just leave me alone. He never bothered me again. Sometimes we just got to get up and say, you know what? You can laugh at me all you want, but I'm apostolic, and I don't care what you think. I serve a great God. I serve an awesome God. He's a powerful God. Amen. You can laugh at me all you want. Amen. But I got something that is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's real, folks. You don't need to be intimidated. Come on. Be proud of what you are. Be proud of what you believe. Be proud of your God. He's an awesome God. If you are in the middle of the road, you are susceptible to peer pressure. But if you are a true apostolic, then you know right where you stand tonight. Amen. I am apostolic regardless of the peer pressure of this world. I refuse to allow anyone inside or outside of the church to dictate to me what is and not is not acceptable in the worship of my God. I'm going to give my God my best tonight, folks. If my best on a particular night means that I end up rolling on the floor or kneeling in a quiet prayer, I am not intimidated. So hear me tonight. I am not intimidated. I want to be like King David. I want to dance before the Lord with all of my might. Jeremiah said this, that it is like a fire shut up in my bones. The world will tell you to stop acting like a fool. Amen. Do you not have to? You don't have to be that way. They're going to try to tell you this stuff, folks. But Jesus says, don't stop. Amen. I can use you. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, He will use you. He will empower you. And then you will know that you have been with Him. People will know, amen, there's something different about you. Amen, there's some power in you. I'm telling you, folks, we live in a world where people are hungering and desiring power. If the church does not stand up, amen, and show forth the power that God has given us and entitled to us under the name of Jesus Christ, they will find it in witchcraft. They'll find it in whatever else they can get. Cults. They'll find it somewhere. They are looking for some people to stand up and say, I got the power of Jesus Christ. If you will allow the Lord to renew you in your spirit, you could come, you become like what Peter. He says, I can't stop talking about what Jesus did. I saw what He did. I can't stop talking. That's what a testimony is all about, folks. When you go to court and you have to give testimony, you tell them what you saw. You tell them what you heard. And Peter said, I've seen the power of God. I've seen what God is doing. Amen. Do we listen to you or do we listen to God? Because we're going to tell what we've seen. We're going to tell what we felt. I can't stop talking about Jesus. I've seen too much to doubt Him now. Stand with me. Listen. Peter said, I can't stop talking. I can't stop telling what I've seen, what I've heard. He says, you are too late to tell me that God is not real. And He will not fill me with His Spirit. You can't tell me that God won't fill me. You can't tell me this ain't real. I have felt Him for myself. I'm apostolic without apology. I said I'm apostolic without apology. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or even think about. What is it you need tonight? Do you need healing in your body? You need deliverance? Do you need the Holy Ghost? Do you need a relationship healing? Whatever it is you need tonight. Would you like to be apostolic? If you have a need tonight, would you come up here and stand? Come on. Do you believe this? Do you believe that God wants to bless you? Do you believe that God wants to heal you? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Whatever it is you need tonight, God is able. I want to know if there's any apostolics that want to come and pray for some of these folks and believe God. Come on. Only come up here if you believe. Only come up here if you believe God's going to do something great tonight.